This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Businessman, minister, and publisher Richard Henry Boyd was born into slavery in 1843 in Noxubee County, Mississippi. At age 16, he was sold to a cotton plantation owner in Texas. When he was 22 years old, he began to learn the alphabet. Then, after the Civil War following emancipation, he started the process of self-education using Webster's blue-backed speller and McGuffey's first reader. He taught himself enough to get enrolled in Bishop College in Marshall, Texas, which was an American Baptist home mission society school set up for the education of freed slaves. By 1871, at the age of 28, Boyd felt called to the ministry and was ordained as a Baptist minister, serving several churches for the next few years. During this time, he also helped organize the first Black Baptist Association in Texas, called the Texas Negro Baptist Convention. While still in Texas, Boyd became concerned that the Sunday school materials and other publications of the Baptist churches, which were produced by white people, did not meet the needs of African American Baptists. So he became interested in publishing Black authored material. In 1894, he produced his first pamphlets for use in Black Baptist Sunday schools. And 2 years later, he moved to Nashville, Tennessee to establish the National Baptist Publishers Board. The publishing board fulfilled Boyd's goal of providing Black Baptists with religious materials, and it started making a profit as early as its first quarter, when it distributed more than 180,000 copies of published works. By 1906, it was the largest African-American publishing company in the United States and the principal source of religious publications for Black Baptists worldwide. In its first 18 years, it issued more than 128 million periodicals and was credited with being the first publisher of the Old Songs of Negro Slaves, producing more than 25 songbooks and hymnals. Boyd himself wrote 14 books. A few of his titles include The National Baptist Pastor's Guide, Plantation Melody Songs, The Separate or Jim Crow Car Laws, and An Outline of Negro Baptist History, just to name a few. As a way to teach Black pride, Boyd founded the National Negro Doll Company, manufacturing Black dolls for Black children. He was also one of the founders and first president of the 1 cent Savings and Trust Company Bank, which was expressly intended to serve the financial needs of African-American depositors who believed that white-owned banks looked down on their small deposits. Richard Henry Boyd died from a brain hemorrhage in 1922. Thousands of people attended his memorial at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. He once wrote these words for a book by a fellow minister and good friend. While the holding of an exalted position creates a presumption in a man's favor, it is not conclusive evidence that he is a great man. There must also be considered how he obtained his eminence and what achievements while there can be placed to his credit. The life and achievements of Richard Henry Boyd are remarkable, and the R.H. Boyd Publishing Company lives on to this day, perhaps conclusive evidence that he was a great man.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.